Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, hey, everybody. Nice to have you back with us. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host. Pleasure for me to be here and glad to have you with us, as I always say. I have a question for you, very simple one. Do you believe in angels? Well, if you do, fine. If you don't, you may well end up changing your mind after you hear our guest today, because this is a pretty fascinating subject that we're going to be talking about. Our guest is the founder of a practice called Angel Connections, and I'll tell you a little bit about this. First off, you know, all of us have pain and suffering. We've all experienced it. But I understand, at least from our guests, that a lot of it is really unnecessary, because we all have angels, whether we're aware of them or not. And they are assigned to us before birth, and their purpose is to help guide us through life and to help make life a little bit easier if only we will let them. Our guest, Barbara Hardy, says she has learned through personal experience that connecting to her heavenly angels and allowing them to guide her toward her highest potential has made her life much, much better. It has improved immeasurably. She's the founder of Angel Connections, where she helps individuals connect with their spiritual team, you know, guardian angels, angels, archangels, and ascended masters, all in order to help improve the quality of her life through spiritual awareness. And as she points out, if we don't know we have this ability, we struggle with life. You have to be able to trust your angels. And to solve problems in your life, you have to relinquish some control and have faith that God and the angels will answer your request according to what you have included in your life plan. That's just a little of the beginning to set up this amazing, amazing lady and her story and what she does. She's an honored author. She's written several books. She has a fabulous website. She does a lot of things in connection with angels, and I think you're going to find her pretty amazing. She lives in Tolland, Massachusetts, where it's very chilly and cold. They had snow yesterday in Massachusetts, and in Connecticut, too. How about that? So let's bring her on now. This is Barbara Hardy, her practice again, Angel Connections. Barbara, good morning. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
Good morning, Doug. It's great to be here, and I'm just wonderful. I'm on top of the mountain.
Well, that's good.
I live in the
Berkshires. Do you still have snow on the ground from yesterday?
Yes, it hasn't melted yet. I think even though the temperature's in the low 40s, it hasn't melted yet, but I'm hoping it will.
Yeah, you said you got 4 inches of snow yesterday. Wow,
yeah,
early. Well, seems to be early.
I know.
All right. Well, let's get into this. First off, I'm fascinated by your story. As I understand it, you spent 30 years in the corporate world, and somewhere along the road, you stumbled into working with angels. As you have put it, you discovered them quite by accident. Would you explain a little bit about that to me? I'm sure our listeners would be fascinated to know how all of this began.
Okay, well, again, I was in the corporate world, the high-level corporate world, and I had an extremely stressful day, came home, and I had all that pent-up anger within me. And I reached up to God in a very arrogant frame of mind, even though I knew that's not the way you're supposed to address him, and said, I need help in finding inner peace. And then I kind of like, okay, that's over with. I went about business. And eventually I started being attracted to anything angelic, whether it was a figurine, a book, a movie, a CD, anything that had to do with angels. I was kind of like drawn to it like a magnet. And I started a meditation class. Well, I joined a meditation class and I started connecting. It took me a year. Being in the corporate world, it's not easy to transition from, you know, the reality of your everyday stresses to all of a sudden dealing with the beings of light on the other side. So it took me a year before I started really getting any messages. But once I did, that's when my life changed for the better. And it still is. It's been many years. And it's just I reach up and I ask for whatever I want. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer than other times to receive what I'm asking for. But I always seem to get it. I get help in whatever I need.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I want to point. You said that we all have angels. And if we only knew it, that we could get help from them. You obviously weren't aware of that at the time, were you?
No, I wasn't. I believed angels existed, but I believed they were just in the heavenly realm and they had a job to do up there. I didn't realize that their job was to help us. It is. It's much better when you connect with them. All you have to do is ask. I know when Jesus was on planet Earth, he had a famous saying, ask and you shall receive. Well, again, I didn't really believe that. Who do you ask? You ask your parents, you ask your boss, you ask your siblings or your spouse. I didn't realize that we could reach up and ask our angels to help us. And the reason we have to ask is because God has given us a gift of free will. So they can't just come in and they see we need help and they bring it to us, because that would interfere with a free will. And everybody says it's a gift, but I look at it as more as a curse, because using our free will, we get ourselves into trouble because we do what we want to do, not the right thing always.
Let me ask you, what convinced you or made you realize that there really were angels? I mean, did you get some kind of a positive signal back or a response that was convincing enough to you that you were in communication with angels?
Well, when I first started getting messages, Spirit deals with us telepathically, so when I first started receiving messages, I thought it was my own consciousness. I thought just thoughts were coming into my mind and they were my thoughts. And so eventually I just didn't believe that it was coming from another realm. Now I get goosebumps. And when I asked my angels, because when I first started communicating, it was stressful because my ego part of me was giving me the answers I wanted to hear. Our ego doesn't have the blueprint to our life and what we should be doing. So when things weren't coming true and, you know, it just seemed like this was a hocus pocus. And my angel said, you're listening to your ego, not us. And I said, well, how do you know the difference? And they said, when you're receiving information from the ego, you're getting I, me, my. If you're getting messages from us, who we are not part of you, we're outside of you, you're getting you and your to, it's a two-way conversation. So that helped me to determine when it was my ego giving me information that I wanted to hear to please me and when it was the angels giving me guidance.
May I ask you how you communicate with angels? I mean, when we pray, you pray to God, you pray to Jesus. How do you communicate with angels? Do you pray to them?
Well,
or
yes.
Or you just talk to them?
Well, I talk telepathically. I talk to them because that's the method that they use of communication. So what I do is I sit down, I quiet my body and my mind through deep breathing and through saying some prayers before I make the connection. And then I ask them to come forward because I would like to communicate. Many times when I'm not sitting down and specifically getting in touch with them because I want something from them, if they want something from me, they give me massive goosebumps up and down my body like a washboard. So, okay, now I know they're trying to get my attention, and I find a quiet space, and I'll ask what would they like me to do. So it's a two-way. It's not just a one-way. With prayer, it's a one-way. With meditation and connecting with, it doesn't have to be your angels. We have spirit guides. We have ascended masters who are assigned to us. We have deceased loved ones who go to the other side, so this method is able to connect with our deceased loved ones, too. But it's a two-way conversation through meditation.
So let me ask you how your life has changed since you realized this connection with angels and began listening to them and following their advice. How has your life changed?
Well, again, I asked for inner peace, and that's what I have found. And so, in other words, financially, if I've got a bill due and I'm not familiar with where is this money coming from, I don't have it in my bank account, but yet it has to be paid, I will reach up and say, okay, I've got this bill, I forgot about it, it comes once a year, and I need X amount of dollars by this date. And then I let go of the request. And usually someone will call me, want me to do a lecture, or I'll get some phone readings, or just the money comes. And I don't have to worry. So the stress factor is reduced quite a bit. And with healing, in April of this year, I fell, and I strained the ligaments in my neck. I fractured my shoulder. I broke my arm off. I broke my foot and my toes. And the doctor said it was going to be 6 months before I was up and running. I said, no, I need to get up sooner than that. And he said, well, you can think what you want, but reality is it's going to be 6 months. But I have this secret weapon called the angels, and what I did every night when I wasn't able to get out of bed, I asked that my higher self take me up a pillar of light into the healing chamber and ask that the angels work on healing my physical body during my sleep time. And in 2 months, I was dismissed from the doctor's care because I was doing too good. He didn't need to see me anymore.
Wow.
So that's how it improved. I ask and I receive.
That's a very good story. Well, to get to the nut of this, you ended up leaving the corporate world. You've started this practice now called Angel Connections. What does Angel Connections do? How does it work? How do you function?
Well,
what do you do?
Well, it's all spiritual work. So I do angel and soul purpose readings for people. It seems like a lot of people were at a state where they kind of were, their soul was uneasy, or they were uneasy, but it was the soul causing that vibration. They knew they were supposed to be doing something. They weren't happy with what they were doing, and they needed to know. So they've guided me to help people to know just what their purpose is here in life. Not tell them what to do, but guide them in the direction where they need to go. I also do, probably the most important thing I do is soul releasement work, and that's a matter of when entities pass, if they're fearful and they don't know where to go, they stay earthbound. So you see a lot on TV, a lot of ghost stories where homes are inhabited, but also those earthbound souls can attach to our human energy, and the benefit of that for them is they're able to continue life through another human, but that's not part of the plan, so they need to be released. So that's one of the specialties I have. And a success story with that is there was a woman who had come to my releasement class. She was a Reiki practitioner, and then she had a client, and the client was telling about how her daughter had gone to college out in California, and she was perfect health when she went out there. All of a sudden, now she can't even function. She couldn't even stand up, and she was close to death. And anyway, the Reiki practitioner told her client, "Well, get in touch with me." So she gave her my contact information. She thought I could help. And sure enough, this girl had picked up some entities out there, and they were really draining her energy dry. So they had brought her home, but she was kind of bedridden and lethargic. So after I did the releasement of the entities and cleared her energy, she's up and running, and she's, a normal young lady now. So doctors don't know about, when they do x-rays and things, you can't see that you have energy attached to you that is not your own that might be draining you of life. So I think that's one of the best things that I do that help people.
That's an amazing story. I'm wondering what really was wrong with her. Did they ever determine what had happened to her in California?
The, doc, Yeah, the doctors out there didn't know, so they thought she was psychotic, and they put her on a lot of different medications, but her body wasn't able to accept those medications, and it was causing her, more stress. And like I said, she was just kind of like a vegetable laying in bed. Luckily, she was still alive, but they, you know, between the medicine and the attachments, they were draining the life out of her.
Wow. We're talking with Barbara Hardy. She is the director, the founder of Angel Connections. Barbara has a great website. I mean, it's a really good website. If you're interested in this at all, I think you should take a moment, make note of this website, angelconnections.com. It's that simple, angelconnections.com. You'll see a lot of Barbara's story, how she got involved in this, and there's, you know, there's information on her books. We'll talk about the books in a minute, the programs that she conducts, where she speaks. By the way, I know you have a speaking appearance, you do a good bit of speaking, but you have one you wanted to mention that's on a cruise coming up in April. That's quite a while from now, but what's going to happen on that?
They're filling up fast. There's a lot of, it's called Intuition Cruise, so www.intuitioncruise.com. And there's a lot of speakers. I think there's about 20 to 25 speakers, all on, you know, spirituality, intuition, making a connection with the other side. And I'm one of them, and I will be talking about connecting with your angels. But John Holland is going to be on there, and Lisa Williams. They're two very well-known psychics. But it's filling up fast. And I signed up last February, and it's unbelievable, but there is on the website, there's a registration page, so if anyone decides to join the group, and I think it's a wonderful cruise to have so many people in one place to be able to get information from as to how we can make a connection with the other side. But anyway, there is a referral page, and I would appreciate it if anyone listening decides to sign up to check my name, Barbara Hardy, as your reference.
Okay, that's good. By the way, just for reference, where does the cruise go? Where is it? Caribbean cruise?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember the countries. I think there's three different countries that they go to, but. I usually sign up for a cruise, not to where it's going, but speak about.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Let me ask you how people hear about you. How have they heard about you? Come to you for help.
It's funny. The only place I advertise is my website, and you have to know me or of me. But it's funny. There was a girl out in California I didn't know, but she knew somebody in Virginia, that somebody in Virginia knew someone in New York, that someone in New York knew me. I ended up doing a session with a girl in California. So it's word of mouth mostly. It's somebody who knows somebody. But it's spirit who is orchestrating this, because the woman in California that I worked with, she wanted to know information about finances, residential, and that kind of thing. And my guides, when I connected with her, they said the first thing you have to do is she has attachments. You have to release them, and then you can go on with anything else that she wants. So when I told her that I was doing the releasement, and I said Jesus was going to be there to be the escort for them, she got upset because she said, talk to Jesus. Why didn't he tell me? And I said, well, do you know how to do releasement work? And she said, no. And I said, then for him to tell you that you had attachments and you not knowing how to release them, it would only cause stress in your life. You'd get panicky. You'd have anxiety. So he did the best he could. He connected you with someone who knows how to release them, and they've been released, so be happy. And so that's how spirit works. They're not going to do anything to bring harm to your life. So I think the reason Jesus came forward, Jesus and Archangel Michael are the two entities that I work with releasement work, as well as my own master guide, Jonathan. So they are the ones. A soul can't get to the other side unless they have an escort from the light to bring them to where it is they're supposed to be. But that's how the connections are made. I've had several connections, like I told you about the lady who did Reiki who came to my class, and then she had a client who had a daughter who she thought she had attachment. So then she referred her to me. So it's through word-of-mouth referral, basically.
That's pretty interesting. I'm inclined to ask you, have you ever written a book before in your life while you were in the corporate world, you know, before you got into this?
Not at all. And when they, you know, my 10 years before I got my first book out, my guys were telling me, you've got a contract, a sole contract to write 6 books. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how does one go about doing this? So after
right.
I had my manuscript done, I went out to California. There was a publishing, conference going on. And I thought all I had to do was hand it to them. And they said, oh, no, this is time sensitive. You have to self-publish. And I'm thinking, how does one do that? But you know what? Again, I got help from up above. They connected me with a wonderful editor. And then I was looking for a printer. And on the Internet, most of the printers were Midwest or California. And so it was going to cost $500 just for shipping and handling. So I reached up and I asked for help with finding a local printer. And I was on a website, and all of a sudden this place in Northampton came up. So I wrote down the contact information, and I was going to contact them. And then all of a sudden I realized that it wasn't their website that I was on. I was on somebody else's website. But what my spiritual guidance did is they superimposed the information onto another website for me to be able to see it. This probably sounds like science fiction, but this happens all the time. But they superimposed the information of where I needed to go to get a local printer. And it's worked out really, really well. But no, I never wrote a big book before. It was, you know, a nightmare for me. But all of a sudden, with the help of spirit at 1-2-3, I went to the conference in California in March. I returned home on the 10th of March, knowing I've got to do this on my own. And by July, the book was in final printed form in my hand.
My gosh. And now you've written 3 books. Not one, but
yeah,
3.
I know, and I'm on my 4th one.
You
so
are.
I'm almost done with my contract, my sole contract.
So tell me quickly, you know, what they're all about. The first book, was the first book Creating Heaven and Earth?
Yes, and that Jesus kind of orchestrated because he wanted me to write a book on the subject of suicide is not an option. And I was all excited, and I thought, well, he's going to give me the information. I don't have to worry about it. I don't know that much about suicide. And then all of a sudden panic set in, and I said, wait a minute, who's going to buy a book? Suicide is not an option. Even if you're suicidal, you're not going to go out and buy the book. So I connected with Jesus again, and I said, could we please incorporate that in a book, stick it in the middle somewhere as a chapter or a part of a book, but I want to include a whole bunch of really good information. So Creating Heaven on Earth is the result of that, and there is a lot of good information. I even had Catholic nuns buy the book. I didn't want to sell it to them at first because there's some controversial information in there regarding the Catholic religion. I know certain things aren't acceptable, but according to God, they are acceptable. So I said I didn't want to upset them.
that's an amazing story. And it turned out being an International Book Award finalist and
right.
one of the USA Best Books Award finalists for
right.
your first book.
Yes,
I could ask you a lot about how you went to write the book for having never written one before, but that would take too much time. Then you had another book that you wrote called Soul Releasement, and what was that one all about?
Well, I was going
this
to
was
do
another
like,
award finalist. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, I was going to do a little e-book because I didn't think there was enough information to do a real book, and. But anyway, when I sat down and started writing, there was, and each part has to do with, so if there's a soul that has passed, but the soul energy did not go up to the higher dimensions, there's a process for getting that soul to where it needs to be. And then there's another process for if they're attached. So basically, the soul releasement is the attachment to release them from other people's energy. And also if they're in the resting area. Now, the Catholics call the resting area purgatory, and the Buddhists call it bardo. But that's when a soul has a lot of negative energy, and rather than go straight into the heavenly realm, they go to what Jesus calls the resting area. And that has to do with their soul is brought to a higher vibration by helping them to release the negative energy, the baggage that they're carrying from their experience on Earth. And they are, they use music, they use light, they use color, they use angels, they use a lot of high vibrational tools to be able to help the soul be restored in order to be able to get into the light. And these aren't bad souls. My father was there, my grandfather was there, Spencer Tracy was there, and you know, in the Soul Releasement book, there's a whole part on Whitney Houston's death. And it's funny because when I was writing the book, I was finished with it. And Spirit kept saying, no, no, there's more to come. Wait, wait, be patient. And when I was in Bali, what I got was the last part of it, and it was on the death of Whitney Houston. So that's really interesting. She admitted she committed suicide. It was deliberate. And then she was earthbound. She attached to her daughter's energy. And then she, Jesus was her escort to the resting area. So she talks about all the different phases that she went through after death.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating. Really fascinating. And finally, you're a brand new book called Darkness. I know you have one you're working on, but Darkness, where does it come from? How about that one?
Yeah, that's one that I knew absolutely nothing about. And this was 100% guided by the higher level beings of light. And Jesus was the one who set up all of the quotes that I got from different individuals, such as President Kennedy and his son, Princess Diana, Marilyn Monroe, John Lennon, and Robin Williams. They came forward to give the real story of their death, not that which was shown on the TV news. I know you're a news station, but
that's all right.
What was shown on the news regarding their death is not what really happened. Oh, Michael Jackson was another one that gave a quote. But anyway, so basically the darkness comes from the governments of the world, the shadow governments, the secret societies, that sort of stuff.
Interesting. Well, you're just a fountain of information here. I mean, it's like your life has blossomed into a whole different area since you got out of the corporate world.
Oh, definitely.
We only have a brief time left, but you do work with people on the telephone, is that right? Do you do it in person as well?
I do it in person if I'm out in a group setting, like a fair or expo or something. But home,
right.
I do telephone.
Okay.
I can do it remotely. As far as the releasement work, I can do that remotely, and it's better to do it remotely because I wait until they're sleeping, and then I connect with their higher self and then bring the angels in to be the escort for the souls that need releasing. If the entities that are attached, they know that they're coming to me for a session, they release themselves. So when they get here, there's nothing for me to work with. It's better to catch them off guard.
Ooh, wow. That sounds spooky.
I know.
I hate to say that, but it does.
It does.
People don't know they have things attached to them, you know. This is just an amazing subject. I wish I had more time to chat with you, Barbara. We're almost out of time, and I want to review the fact that your practice is called Angel Connections. You're located in Tallinn, Massachusetts, and you have this wonderful website with all kinds of information, and people can learn how to get in touch with you. I'm sure you'll communicate if they email you, and you'd respond to them. But that website is angelconnections.com. You have CDs out that are all about your story and such things as Forgiveness Garden and Healing with the Angels and Manifesting with the Angels. These are all pretty fascinating subjects, so it's all really interesting. I can't help but ask you, do you love what you're doing right now? Your life is really different, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I have a passion for it. I've become a fanatic. When I used to see other people be fanatical about things, I used to think they were crazy. Now I'm one of them.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much. This has been most interesting chatting with you. It's been a pleasure having you as a guest, and I would encourage anyone who wants to know more information about your angels, because we've all got angels, apparently, and all you have to do is communicate with them, and they'll help. Get in touch with Barbara Hardy at angelconnections.com. Barbara, thanks. Talk to you again sometime soon, I hope.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That's it for this edition of CUTV News Radio, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. See you again next time. Have a great day for now. Bye-bye.